I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Where's
the recording level slider bar? It doesn't exist anymore. What the deuce? Oh, there it is. It was on top of the zero, and I could not find it. All right, it's as high as it'll go. All right, well, you know, what are you going to do? It'll be all right. Back to the general chat. Yeah, anachronism. Yeah, that game. All right, we let people in? Are you letting people in?
Yep.
Yeah, and you could have done a world of service, though, and stopped in Pittsburgh on your way back and off to Mad Canada.
I could, but I don't want to go to prison for that reason.
Mm.
There is a long list of things that are on my I suppose it was worth it list. That is not one of them.
All right.
However, I will tell you this. So, we're trying to get some Sunday night. We're going to grab some dinner. And we just want something leisurely that we can bring back to our where we're staying.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in Cleveland. And don't get me wrong. I totally understand this reaction and empathize, but it was solid gold. So, you know, like on the Sunday, it looked like the Browns had a chance and then they blew it. So everybody's feeling kind of down. And the stranger is talking to us, recommending some places to eat. And she's like she's a lady in her probably middle to late 60s. She's like, yeah, you should try this place. It's delicious. And yeah, it's just one of those days. That game was hard to watch. And then with like the most joy and glee and schadenfreude I've ever seen in someone's eyes. But she goes, yeah, but man, the Steelers got creamed today. And that was awesome. And I just totally rolled off because I was like, I get it. Like up until this year, she was on the opposite end of that for like 20 years.
Yep, she was.
She was just so happy that the Steelers got devastated.
She had to live through all those years of Ben Roethlisberger owning Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, my bar's just dropped down to one bar in red twice.
Well,
and again.
We should have known it was your fault the whole time.
Not my fault. Man, we are doing this show just for Sluggo.
That guy's cool.
Hey, Sluggo was in first.
Yeah, he's got lots of great gags.
Is the old man okay? I'm worried.
I haven't heard anything. Like,
is he ill? Like, I hope he's not like in the hospital or something. I mean, he is old.
He's fine. No, he just had a super birthday extravaganza. He's sleeping it off.
He never misses a show.
Today's the day. Whoops.
I didn't look over on the Ray to see. Is he even on the login? Oh my God, it takes forever to scroll down to O. Oh, he's not okay. Even like logged into the Discord.
No, everybody's confused by this midweek team event.
Yeah, this Tuesday start really, it screwed me up. Ray texted, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I was like, just in time.
All right, well, I guess, you know, hey, Sluggo, if you've got questions, you know, throw them out, because it's just us and you, buddy.
If you have questions, you have come to the wrong show for the last 7 years. You know much more about this game than the three of us combined.
That is 100% true. I don't even have questions about how our Boz event's going or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to say. If you
African
have any,
a European, Sluggo.
If you have any State College or Cleveland-themed questions... Reality TV shows, we're your guy. Well, Ray's not, but we love him anyway. Actually, I think that makes him cooler than Craig and I.
So do I.
That's fair.
Because the Braves are playing really well and smoked my team something fierce. The Mets totally crapped a bet in classic Mets
because
blow it formation.
I was going to be less flattering and say because baseball is a boring slog. And the only thing that I can think of is what I experienced while I was visiting the fine folks of Cleveland, Ohio, is a 16-game 0-0 draw that finally ended 1-0 in the 16th inning. My goodness, if you're not already being punished enough by having to watch a baseball game, the idea that you would have to watch a scoreless 15-inning baseball game? Ugh. Unless I don't understand baseball, maybe people were like, this is the most defensive game I've ever seen. It's amazing. But
I didn't see any of the games, so I couldn't comment how it was going.
I have no idea. The Rays and the Guardians were...
Scherzer got bombed. DeGrom won his game because they piled on at the end. And then in game three, the Mets scored nothing. They got one hit the whole game. One hit.
Yeah. Bums.
And it was... The only thing that was kind of annoying is the Padres players found that they could get into the Mets pitcher's head by taking an unlimited amount of breaks. So they would call timeout after like every pitch and the ump just kept letting them do it. If you want to talk about a boring, annoying baseball game.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Every at bat was like 9 minutes long. Oh, there's a pitch. Oh, timeout. Oh, double secret timeout. Oh, triple timeout. Nice. Okay, ball one. Okay, timeout.
Oh.
Oh, oh, timeout again. I was like, oh.
Good news. Perondiac's here. We can start the show.
Oh, thank God. Now I'm ready.
Do it, Doug.
We can stop talking about terrible playoff baseball.
Yes.
We can get ready for terrible playoff football when we're, my team's eliminated from that, too.
So should I just cut all that?
Sure.
I'm not going to re-listen to it. I'm just going to skip it, so it'll be in.
Isn't that what I said? I'm stuffy, so it could sound different.
Yeah. Pitch clock rule is next year, Samurai.
Craig, have you been pronouncing it differently? Was it me?
What, Perondiac?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going with Perondiac.
I did too. What? I don't understand that, your clarification versus what we're saying.
I think he wants the emphasis on the other syllable. Yeah, Perondiac.
Oh, gross. We put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's right. That is the rule next year, Samurai. You get one timeout per at bat, and there's a 30-second pitch clock. And you're not allowed to have defensive shifts anymore. It's all crazy next year. To go with this redonkulousness of the not having to call pitches anymore, and you press a button on your knee that tells the pitcher what you want to do in his ear. I hate that. Ridiculous. Now, let's do this show. I want to go to bed.
Good. Do it, Doug.
All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 356th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, your foremost podcast on terrible baseball news. If Ray has cut all that part out, which he should, that makes no sense. Let's move on. I'm the only one. We got Ray. We got Ian. Ian's freshly back from vacation. He is energized and ready to go.
You betcha.
All right. This is the week of the 12th through the 19th of October. Man, it's almost Halloween. Coming fast. Look at it go. In your 7-day five-star, I don't know, whatever the crash is called anymore. I don't know. It doesn't flow in my head anymore like it used to.
Boom.
On the 10th, we had Karnak versus Samurai Dokken. How'd that go for you?
Good. I mean, it was a win. Karnak is championed, and he's a excellent character, but Samurai Dokken, there's Dakin, and Samurai Wolverine was great. He was powerful. But I won it.
All right, good. On Monday, you've got Imperious Rex versus Android Jim.
That's going to be rough.
Yep.
One of them does nothing.
Check.
He makes that cool trident-shaped hole in the map.
He does. That is true.
He's got the other power, which gives the other team one black AP.
I don't think the double poop house is gonna save me.
Hmm. Yeah. In Storyland, you got your welcome to Shield for Slimers going on. If you haven't finished that up, you should do though, real quick. And then the big thing that happened on a Tuesday, which I was not expecting, because it's not Thursday. The Alliance event Murder World's going down. So how are you guys liking your Murder World?
It's good. It's good. I'm feeling that level 8 is a little bit challenging for me, but I'm not the strongest player. But I did enjoy the freebie 5-star that they gave me to play with on some of the nodes so that I could get just a little taste of how the other half lives. I mean, man, if you are not playing 5-star, you're not playing this game. You're playing some watered-down version of this game, and that's my life. So getting to see how effective 5-star play is, it's even at that low level, it was like, wow. So, that was cool. Arcade showing up was cool.
Yeah.
He's a great character. I love him as a boss. And they haven't run, at least in my mind, Civil War in ages. So I barely remembered how to play it, and I was, you know, pumped to be back in it. It was a good time.
Yeah, I'm
the Tuesday, for you, Tuesday threw me for a
loop,
but everything
else level was great. 8 is challenging for you. It's got to be, because it's a little challenging for me using, you know, the best teams that I can. Yeah. Now, I am having more problems with the goons than I am with
that's
sure.
That's where I'm at right now, is the goons are you know, roughing me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, they're throwing some, like, way more 5-star goons than I'm used to.
And by goons, meaning those, there was the one set of slices where they kept having Blob in it. And my God, he was way much better than I expected him to be. I was like, what is going on with this?
Yeah, Blob, Apoc, and someone else?
Yeah, that note was terrible.
That was hard. Or no, it was like Blob, Nick Fury, and someone else.
Yes,
I was playing
there
Blob,
was
Nick
one,
Fury,
was
and someone a... else, and Nick Fury wrecked me.
There was one with
like,
Blob and Apoc
doing?
And...
Yeah.
Silver Surfer, maybe?
Some Silver Surfer. So of Carnage. Five-star Carnage is
oh,
exhausting.
Yeah, I had Prophet of Null going on in that one. Yeah.
Yeah, good event so far.
Yeah, like, I'm fighting those, and I'm like, oh, God, this is brutal. And I'm like, oh, thank God I get to fight Arcade. Woo! This is so much easier. All right, I think it's been fun, though. I hope they'll bring this back often in the rotation.
Yes.
And then once it's finished up, we got Lost in Time is coming up for you next. That gets you Vision, Slimer, TV She-Hulk. Placement there is another Slimer and some Phoenix Frost. In the PvP land, the anniversary season is running for like another, I don't know, 10 days, 11 days, something like that.
Yeah.
Shield Sim there, it's BDSM, Deadpool, Thanos, and some Devil Dino. And Watch and Learn is running with Ted Bull and Taskmaster. Placement there is Howard and some Strange Shards.
I'm sure you mentioned the Welcome to Shield, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Man, it's awful. Stupid Iceman being the required character steals all the blue, so I can't use Yellow Jacket because blue makes Yellow Jacket go invisible, but I can never get enough because stupid Iceman keeps using it automatically every round. I ended up using whales on both those hard nodes because I couldn't figure anything out.
Did you do it with Slimer?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun.
It was, yeah. I mean, I definitely put the new character to use, so that was good.
It, you know, it's just nice because he's got more hit points than Deadpool, so.
Right. Very true.
Because sometimes when you want a whale, so Deadpool dies, like, instantaneously, and you're like, oh, sadness.
Yeah, Perrin Diak just agreed with me. Does it the same thing. Ha ha! Did I say it right?
And yes, we've already forgotten.
Because I heard what you said, and I was like, what you say?
That name doesn't make any sense at all.
On a only slightly related but mostly not note, recently reworked X-Force.
Yes, much better.
Oh, his green is a absolute wrecker. His black has always been a wrecker. And yellow's kind of effective. And cheap. Six. Exactly. Total chef's kiss situation. He was lovely.
Yeah, I agree. I played him and I was like, oh, hey, this is all right. That is all right by me. Story, or where was I at? News time. There was a puzzle. If you could transform Slimer speak into English, you could put in some answers and get entered in for some prizes. Did you do this?
I misplaced the link and then I didn't follow up on it, so I don't think that I have. Did you? What prizes did you win? Tell me more.
I don't think we got the prizes yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got entries into the whatever.
Nice.
I don't know. I haven't followed up on it. All I know is that my brother was like, hey, here's the answers. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to plug those in.
Yep.
Yeah, I like answers.
There is an online herp-a-derp to English translator, so you can go and figure that out if you are so inclined.
So there is a dupe language translator?
There is.
Nice.
And then we got some release notes. So Ian, if you're sitting down, we got a clue.
Yes, I am sitting down.
I like clues. This clue is time is an illusion.
Okay. 3 and 5 star Bishop. 4 star Nimrod.
I don't know.
Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah, Kang, yeah, I was Kang thinking was Kang. I thought. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's got a movie coming up, right? Sometime in the future.
Well, I don't know. Marvel's moved all its movies to like 9 years from now, so.
Yeah, true story.
I don't know if I'm going to see all these things. I'm going to be one of those people like on a Make-A-Wish trying to get them to show me a movie before it comes out.
Oh, no. Why do you have a terminal disease in this fantasy? Couldn't you just be rich? What a creeper.
It's just getting to be so many years away. I'm like, good Lord. They're like, what, do you want to see a movie in 2026? I'm like, 2026 is so far away.
Make-A-Wish isn't for the elderly.
I'm not going to remember that there's a movie coming out.
What's happening in 2026?
I don't know. One of them. The next Avengers movie, I think.
Nice.
I think they're making, is it Secret Wars is getting turned into a movie?
Oh, yeah.
So Spider-Man can show what's-his-name how to poop?
Right.
Only you remember that from Secret Wars.
That's the only thing that was important coming out of Secret Wars. The rest of it was pointless, except that Spider-Man taught the Watcher how to poop.
I don't even remember that happening.
Am I conflating Secret Wars with Secret Invasion?
Yes. Is that Secret Invasion that's coming?
The two.
Maybe it's Secret Invasion that's coming. I don't know.
Secret Invasion is the one where Skrulls were infiltrating Earth, and we found out when Elektra died and turned into a Skrull, and then we fought against them.
It's Secret Wars that's coming in 2025 is what the IMDb says.
Okay.
Well, now it says May 2026. Yeah.
So unrelated to that, but this is still speaking about new characters. Is there any chance that Dupe is the ghost of Morph who was killed in the original X-Men animated series?
I don't think so, but I like it.
No. That's why he looks like that.
Being that he's an alien from some mystery planet? No.
Or Morph's ghost.
Morph has made it into the game.
Yeah!
I'd be done with that. Morph! All of his powers, though, they would have to get that voice actor to talk really annoying like him. That would be amazing. all right. Anyways, ninth anniversary is in full effect. You got that fan favorite vault that's still going on. If you got some command points to throw at that, Murder World's going down. Fan favorite PvPs are running. And just for Ian, Puzzle Ops is back on the 20th. We can talk about that next week. So there you go. Anything else in the news? That's what I got.
Negative. I have no additional news that I have not already shared.
I think we covered it all.
All right. In that case, let's move on. This week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Eric kills a monger.
All right. Let's talk about this feller, the Killmonger, who is a black, red, and purple 5-star character. He has a black ability that is called Repatriation. It's passive. It costs 0 black AP. When the enemy makes a match 5, Killmonger locks the generated critical tile. At the start of your turn, all critical tiles become unlocked. When the enemy matches a critical tile, Killmonger takes 5 red AP as payment.
He's really annoying with that.
Yeah, if the enemy cannot pay that, Killmonger deals 3,579 damage to the target instead. And that payment, or that damage, goes up significantly, comically significantly, to 28,823 damage.
Yeah, that ain't no bones there. I mean,
it's a little bit of a jump. Let's see what Extreme Prejudice does. It costs 9 red AP. It deals 2,077 damage and creates a critical tile. It's got a passive component. Friendly matches in the enemy's strongest color deal 80% more damage. All that scales up so that it's dealing 13,945 damage, and matches in the enemy's strongest color deal 150% more damage.
Hmm.
Ha. This guy, so far so good. Let's see, maybe this is where it takes a turn for the better or the worse. Decisive Strike. 10 purple AP. It deals 3,207 damage plus 408 damage for every Decisive Strike trap tile on the board, disarming those trap tiles. At the start of your turn, if the enemy did not fire a power last turn, create a yellow, green, or blue trap tile. Alright, and that scales up. Let's see. We've got 23,204 damage plus 2,950 per Decisive Strike trap tile on the board. Man, Killmonger seems like he's really good.
Yeah, he's decent.
Is he too expensive, or I want to say that he's fully in the 5-star purgatory, because he's not at the bottom, but he's not. I don't know. He seems like he's got 3 really good abilities. Am I wrong in thinking he's would be a higher tier, a B tier?
He's
A tier.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't have an S tier, he is definitely B tier.
No, Ray. No. Unacceptable.
I think he's just outside the A tier.
Yes, a B tier.
Right.
A tier being the top, because that's how letters work.
I give him a B plus. Yeah.
Nice. Good for him. He seems good. Does a lot of good things.
He's usually a woman I'm fighting against him, I kind of forget about him, and then he does a tremendous amount of damage, and I'm like, oh, right, that's no good.
Right, I'd have to think more about how he works, but is he a 3-5-5? Only because that first ability relies on your enemy doing stuff. Anytime that I have to rely on my enemy doing stuff, that seems to be my least favorite power. But what it does is excellent. You know, it steals red AP, it's dealing damage, it's locking down criticals. But the only thing you get from leveling it up is more penalty damage.
Right.
So if they're not out of red AP, you're never going to reap that reward. So I am going to recklessly say he is a 3-5-5.
I 100% agree. That's where mine is.
I'm running him at 1-2-0. I think that's the correct build.
Ah, I'm going with a similar build of 0-0-1.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, he sounds awesome. So there you got it. That's what Sonny and Zand are. It's Killmonger.
Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Let's see. Well, first, I have to apologize to Norman B. because I got his 1 plus 1 equals 2 totally wrong. It was not Craig and his willingness to use Polaris that what it was. So Norman B. this week says, the 1 plus 1 equals 2 ref was referencing Ian's adamant and raised voice refusal to accept that Onslaught could get more than one turn of invisibility. Craig saying, yeah, 3, after Ian said 1 plus 1 is where I lost it. who's on first? I don't know. 2 turns of invisibility. So
I do remember not understanding that character, and I apologize.
It was, upon listening, it was humorous. Like, it reached a crescendo of just not getting it. He also...
It's not the right segment, but would he say that I'm thoroughly mystified?
Mystified.
He did not say it.
Yeah, okay.
He did also say, voting for Merlin, which I recorded later, Viva la Duck, shimmy shimmy ya, I had to look that one up.
You had to look up shimmy shimmy ya?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh. Yeah, that's the theme. All right. For you, that's the theme to Luke Cage's show. For me, that's the song I listen to when I have my morning coffee. And it was a hurdle the other day. I was so pumped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've fallen way behind on those games.
I understand.
Owen
and I really seem to like it. So.
Sure, sure. You have, yeah. Did you see me on the Reddit? Says, thanks for the show. I vote for Merlin, and I need to copy this. I completely forgot that I wanted to throw this in the Discord. So he said that he voted for Merlin and posted that GIF. I would point out that that is not Merlin, but it is an excellent scene. Tim. That's Tim.
Yeah, that's very much Tim the Enchanter, who's not enchanting at all.
He's blowing things up.
He's evoking. Yeah, that is definitely Tim the Evoker.
And finally, to wrap it up, we've got another one. Ian, are you ready?
Uh-oh. I'm rarely ready, but I'm trying.
It's state fair time here in North Carolina, says UNC Samurai, so we've got a lightning round.
Oh, nice.
Of or dope.
Nice. I'm ready.
First, deep fried piggy tails. It is deep fried bacon topped with cinnamon and powdered sugar drizzled with syrup.
Blah.
See, I think we've got Craig on board on this one.
Ugh. Craig said yes?
Boy. See, here's the thing. I like bacon a whole lot.
Sure.
I am way past this bacon needs to be applied in 1 billion different kinds of dishes thing.
Yeah. Me too.
You know what I just want? Just give me some strips of bacon with my breakfast. That's all I want. It doesn't need to be fried or breaded or covered in chocolate or what. Just some nice, thick-cut, crispy bacon. That's all I want.
I find it amazing the times when I completely agree with Craig.
Yeah, no, this is one of those times. That's what when I heard this entry, I said, I wish I had more hands so I could give those crispy piggy tails 4 thumbs down.
All right, next, buffalo chicken pinwheels. We've got buffalo chicken dip and cheddar cheese spread over a croissant and rolled into a pinwheel. Look at that thing.
Yes! I think I can make that happen in my life. Kelly whips up some decent buffalo chicken dip every now and again when she is feeling like we're having company.
Yeah.
I could get some, you know, Pillsbury Crescent rolls, slap it in there, roll them up, see what I come up with. Oh, that sounds great. That's dope.
There you go. How about this one? We've got a Thanksgiving stuffed turkey leg. Every fair or festival has a turkey leg, but this one is stuffed with stuffing and gravy. You can add cranberry sauce, candied yams, collards, or mac and cheese. Seriously, mac and cheese is involved with like half of the full list this year. Stuff like deep fried bacon, mac and cheese tacos. It's like adding bacon to everything a decade ago. This is already way overdone, according to Samurai. But there you go. There's your stuffed turkey leg. Well, Ian, you can give your input first.
Don't
love turkey legs in general. Their size is fun. They're a novelty to eat at a Ren fair, but they're not, I just don't find them attractive. The idea that I could add cranberry and collard greens to it, you've won me back-ish, but I'm still kind of out. I'm neutral on that one. That one's not getting in either. I'm not going to judge people if they like that, but it's just not for me.
Mm. The cranberry sauce really throws me off. That looks horrible.
Ah, see, that's what kind of won me over to the side of the leg.
All right, next we have, I don't know how you pronounce this. I took 4 years of Spanish. I still don't know how you pronounce this.
Parandiac.
It's Dori Esquites. Parandiac. Dori Esquites. It's Mexican street corn served in a bag of crushed Doritos.
Nope. Gross.
Yeah, we've been down the Dorito road too many times.
I like Doritos, but...
Give me some Doritos.
It was like kind of back to Craig's original objection. I've never been eating an ear of Mexican street corn and thought, I wish this was jammed in a bag with Doritos.
It was not Mexican street porn. It was Mexican street corn.
Corn.
Maize, if you will. And finally, we have a banana cream pie donut. What? A donut filled with banana cream pudding dipped in vanilla icing and topped with a crushed vanilla wafers and banana slices. Did Ian reboot?
I did.
I think so.
There was a lot of different inputs in that one.
There is.
Because I like banana. I rarely like to see it added to things. It is superior on its own in every way. I love donuts. And man, vanilla wafers, you'd won me back. But there's just too much banana going on in that donut. And I'm going to respectfully decline and see if you will give me just one forkful so that I can decide and make an objective choice.
I totally agree with you. Banana, it seems like it's too much, but at the same time, I would have to try one.
Yeah.
Craig?
Yeah, but I mean, that would be like, hey, Ray, I got one of these. Here's some forks so that, you know, the six of us can each have a slice.
So, Craig, why are you out on this? Because I know you are. I don't know.
Isn't there a cream involved there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's death involved.
Oh, I suppose the banana
pudding
banana
equals
cream
Craig.
There's dairy involved there, right? That is a no-go.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Is that the last one?
That is the last one.
Okay, let me throw this one out to you. So, Saturday, we went up to Benazet to go look at some elk, like you do.
Okay.
And, you know, we're looking at the elk, blah, blah, blah. They have, you know, some stuff going on. It was Elktoberfest in the town of Benazet, so that was fun.
Okay.
There was a guy selling hickory syrup, like maple syrup, but, you know, hickory.
That sounds gross.
It was not bad. There was a spiced rum one that was actually pretty good. Not good enough that I was willing to buy any, but, you know, it was interesting.
Huh.
What do you think about hickory syrup on your things instead of maple?
No, I don't think so. I've never tried it. I don't even know what to expect, but... Much like these other curiosities, I appreciate that someone's created something newish. I like that they're trying something different. I don't eat a lot of maple syrup as is. Like especially for breakfast brunch, like I don't crave dessert for my breakfast. Like I don't want some sort of fried bread covered in sugar and then powdered sugar on top. Just give me some eggs and some hot sauce and leave me alone.
Don't forget those rashers of bacon.
When I do, bacon's fine, sausage fine, corned beef hash, toast, hash browns, the home fries. I don't care which. I prefer hash browns, but whatever. I've never had maple syrup, and I thought this was hickory syrup, but I don't know if I would be like, ugh, hickory syrup. I won't try that. I might. Sounds okay.
So apparently this is like, let's see, like an old timey thing, not a new thing, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
it's a root beer sarsaparilla situation.
Oh, man, I love sarsaparilla so much.
I know you do. So do I.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. You know, it was sweet, but I don't know why I just wouldn't buy maple.
Right.
Because, you know, as opposed to Ian, I love maple syrup for breakfast. You know, there's nothing, you know, better than taking a nice crispy piece of bacon and just covering it in maple syrup and eating. Oh, so good.
This is where we disagree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pancakes and bacon and maple syrup, that's one of the great meals of life. I don't want no powdered sugar and stuff on my pancakes. That's too much.
Just it's already
buttermilk pancakes, bacon, maple syrup.
I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster for me, too. I've just gotten...
And none of that, like, log cabin garbage or anything.
I can't eat food anymore. You know? I'm turning into you, Craig. I can't eat food anymore.
Oh,
so
my God.
So if you serve me a breakfast that is pancakes with maple syrup and then give me a cup of coffee, I'm going to wreck both of your bathrooms simultaneously.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, yeah. Drinking water makes me need to use the facilities. Breathing air makes me use the facilities. Nothing works in my stomach anymore. It's terrible.
Okay. All right, Ray, back to the mail.
Oh, that's it. Hey, thanks, Willie.
Oh. Thanks, Willie. Man, Ian derailed that segment. Something fierce.
No, that was the purpose of that segment.
All right, once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump. And we just want to pump.
You are.
That was a strong clap.
Right.
Yeah, plenty of clapping going on. All right, let's see what's going on with all these boosted characters. 3 stars. Black Panther. Better strike tiles, better AoE out of the black, and better protect tiles out of the blue. Blade, he did some stuff. I think he makes some attack tiles, which are going to be increased. He also does some direct damage with his black, which is going to be increased. He might even make strike tiles as well. He was pretty versatile, if I remember. I don't know. Oh. Sorry. There was a reference that I was unfamiliar with. And now I realize that we're talking about the world's greatest free costume, or at least top three, with Cyclops. Direct damage, and then more direct damage. That dude's cool. Human Torch, red damage is increased. Green, I want to say attack tiles. Oh no, black attack tiles, and green repeater both deal more damage. Iron Fist, half of his purple is increased damage, and his green, stronger strike tiles, and more damage. Oh yeah, and he's got an attack tile that just happens. So good on that. Now, here we are making some 4 stars. Gamora. Gamorpha. Amorpha. Deadly Strike is more damage. Bigger attack strike tiles with the Deadliest Woman. And you get a larger special tile after you stun people. Gwenpool. More damage with our green.
yeah, that's
magic. Yeah, that's all you get. Sorry, Gwenpool. But magic. Who is also lives somewhere in my heart, praying for a future rework. Now that we're dishing out reworks, like it's going out of style. It's fantastic. Just keep them coming, and I will continue to be happy. But anyway, better strike tiles with her return, better protect tiles with her armor, and more damage with her sorcery. Who is this? Misty Knight. I remember her. What's she up to? She does more green damage, more blue damage, and better tile buffing. Wolfsbane. Black damage increased, red damage increased, and her red strike tiles are increased, and her purple damage also more effective. 5-star Deadpool, the Ghost Pool version. More damage from the red, more damage from the blue, and countdown things happen with Penance Fair. More damage also. You can't deviate from the slang terms that I know. I don't know what a Genix is, but Genix is boosted. Let's see what Genix does. Stronger green AoE, more red damage, and purple debuffs some things. Ooh, Kingpin. I've heard of him. Let's see, does he do anything?
Not really.
Ooh, yeah, I was gonna say, his green repeater damage is increased, and also makes slightly better attack tiles. And Old Man Logan, he's doing stuff. His first half, more healing, bigger strike tiles, and even bigger strike tiles. His second half, tons of damage, awesome amounts of damage, and crazy damage. So let's see what kind of wisdom Samurai has to pass on to the listeners. It's going to be hard to find synergy on the boosted list this week with so much color overlap. Magic is a great support option for anybody with cheap abilities like Iron Fist or 4-star Gamora. Or Gamora. Or Perandiac. Or Perandiac. That helps trigger her passive. And she's not bad at accelerating red, which is abundant on this list. She might even be useful to some of the 5-stars, like Ghost Pool and 5-star Jean. Oh, Phoenix! I've heard of her! I am S-L-O-W tonight. I think it's because I'm still stuffy. I've had a cold for like 2 weeks. This is my life now.
I have a cold for the rest of my life. So anyway, that's cool. I'm glad that there's so many uses for magic. She deserves a better life than she was given. Thanks for pointing that out. So that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
That Phoenix thing was just too good.
I didn't know what was happening. I've never heard that in my whole life.
Yeah, he made that up.
Yeah. That was new to me as well.
Yeah, I would just call her Phoenix and move on.
Yeah. Like, Fabio Klops at least has Klops in it, so I can figure it out eventually. Sorry, I'm just stalling, Craig, because Ray and I did not prep for the segment, and we don't even know who we're talking about.
Uh-oh.
That's accurate.
Nice.
All right, let me do this. So now we're going to go to a room that's got many, many sides.
Ray, which one do you want to use?
Inside of that room, we're going to put some people.
Too late. You have to pick Cersei now.
Okay.
One of those people might be Ray talking about Cersei. One of those people might be Ian talking about Moon Knight. But before either of those things happens, first Ray should tell me who won last week's battle between Merlin and Satan.
It was way closer than I would have liked. However, it did come out okay. 62% to 38%, Merlin did win. So,
all right.
Merlin moving on to the next round.
Ha! I still disagree with that, but I can accept it.
It's Merlin.
It's not nearly as flagrant as the Howard the Duck incident. It is Merlin, but that's why. I feel like her magic and his magic are close enough that her fighting skills are what's going to let her overcome. I don't think he is the magic user he gets credit for. Arthurian legends have propped him up. He didn't invent magic. He's just a dude who was kind of good at magic for a long time.
Now, I would make the argument if I were against Merlin, that his magic is more ritual magic, not like sorcery magic. So you can't just instantly
Yeah. I don't feel like he has the... I feel like he is a human, correct?
Sure.
Originally.
If I am to accept that he is a human and that she is an otherworldly creature, I feel like she exists in a world of magic.
Magic
comes naturally to her. She didn't have to work at it.
He definitely does have post-cognition, yes. After the fact, he remembers what happened. In any case, yeah, how are we doing this week? So, am I starting?
So Merlin won?
Yeah, Merlin won. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just tell me why Cersei beats up on Moon Knight. She's, like, super good, isn't she? Like, I don't know anything about her, so I didn't pick her. But
so,
I feel like she's an Eternal and he's a dude.
I mean, that's where we're at usually, yeah. I mean, she's an Eternal. She's near immortal, super strength, regenerative healing. But her real big special power is she doesn't seem to be that good with it. Like, I don't know. She can transmute things. She has matter transmutation. That's her big power that nobody else has. She can change things into whatever she wishes, but she doesn't seem to be all that creative with it. Like, I don't know. Maybe she just wasn't very good in the movie and that, you know, tainted my opinion of her, but I don't know. But she's an immortal. That's what she's got.
Yeah, I've got immortality. So I think now we're back to abilities. At least according to what I'm reading, I was not aware that that breathing and dying were not options for Moon Knight. I'm just reading about him now, and we did not bring this to light in the Marvel Puzzle Quest or in the show, that he could survive indefinitely without need to breathe atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean...
And that he's immortal.
He's an avatar of a god.
I mean, if you're the avatar of the moon god, yeah, I mean, you know, no air on the moon.
Right. So I mean, that's...
I mean, there are whalers on the moon, but
no air. I thought he was
going to
get blown away in this fight, but I think he is a legit threat. He has a lot going on. He is resistant to her telepathy. He is a martial arts master and a weapons master.
Yeah, I mean, the telepathy that Cersei has, she can read minds, project her thoughts. None of that's useful in combat. But she can compel the weak-minded to do her bidding, and I don't think that's going to affect Moon Knight in any way.
No, I don't. I don't.
I know it sounds like I'm arguing for Moon Knight, but it's because I'm arguing for Moon Knight.
That's fair. Again, like I said, I should be arguing for Moon Knight. I was worried for him, but this is that this has the capacity to be a nail biter.
It actually does. I mean,
like, this is coming all the way down to game 7 for sure.
Cersei is able to project blasts of cosmic energy from her hands and eyes. So, you know, that's really going to be her key attack, I think.
Right.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how fast, how frequent that those energy blasts can come out. So maybe my speed and agility and general fighting prowess can overcome that. But
do you notice how it's always hands and eyes? Fight. How come no other body parts can ever shoot energy?
Well, there's just a lot of, things to avoid. I feel like pointing or looking is the easiest way to aim. So that it just, yeah, you either shoot them out of your forehead, your eyes. Sometimes I guess your mouth would probably be acceptable, or hands. But like foot lasers, that sounds like a knee lasers is weird. Certainly don't want like a shoulder laser. Or like your ribs that fire energy blasts. I don't know.
All right.
Plus your eyes and your fingertips convey an idea of direction and that things going out.
I love that immediately, as soon as you asked that question, Donkey Teeth was like, Craig being Craig, and Parandiac was said, keep it PG, Craig.
I just threw it out there just for discussion. I mean, right? I mean, this seems weird.
One fires an energy blast out of their navel.
Right. It just seems weird that, in the evolution of all of these superpowers, that never time has one person come up with, I have to, point my elbow at someone and the laser beam comes out my elbow.
Right. Right. No one does shoot their energy out of their ear. I think Havoc shoots his stuff out of his chest, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he can.
Good. Okay. So it's a little more versatile than we're letting on, but I hear what Craig said.
I need a supervillain who plugs the one side of his nose and exhales strongly and shoots you that way.
Right.
I'd never need that, Craig. That was a joke.
Okay.
His name will be Snot Rocket. Thanks, Steve.
So,
yeah,
Ray's about to put some things up in the Discord so you guys can vote.
It is there. You can vote on the Discord channel, Puzzle Warriors channel. You can vote on the subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or you can vote on the D3 forum where we post the episode.
Muy bien. I have voted.
Yeah.
And I am unanimous in that. All right. Next week, we've got Vanguard versus The Stranger. I mistimed this because I'm in the middle of a match. Somebody else should open a token real quick while I try and defeat Arcade.
Yeah. I was going to say, sadly, it's me because, yes, I do have Steam open. let's see what this will yield. It's a 4-star. Oh, it's Quake. I remember you.
I like her.
Good old Daisy. Yeah, I do too. I think I like her more than her quality, or at least she has suffered. I don't want to say the power creep, but her hit points are just, they make her harder to use.
Yeah, that AoE damage reduction though is always nice.
Yeah, it is. She's got her resonance frequency is also nice. It's very specific, but when I need it, it's amazing. When I'm blowing up Doc Ock's stuff or tentacles or other things that I need to target. And her, yeah, all of her abilities are good stuff.
So I just finished the Daily Deadpool, by the way. Does Lizard do anything?
Reptil?
Yeah, whatever.
Wait,
Reptil.
No, they're two separate Reptil characters. Reptil is who right. I mean. Tell me.
But was it? I think it was Reptil today.
It was. It was Reptil. He's awful.
I mean, he makes that, weird snake shape of his show up on the screen. I don't know what it does, but it does that.
Yeah, he has three powers. They do nothing, apparently.
Yeah.
I had to rely on Spider-Man.
All right,
Spider-Man.
Arcade. I'm stoked now.
Okay. Anyway.
I've got 8 of these things.
I'm going to do 20, because that's where I'm at.
Do you want me to get out of the way?
Sure.
All right. Number one, Legion. Shuri. Carol. Drax. Big Pun. That's a purple. Dr. Thor. Spider-Man. And MODOK. So I got 1 out of 8.
That's about average.
Yeah, not as good as last week.
So the quick claim, by the way, maxes out at 50 covers. You can only quick claim 50 at a time. Anyway.
All right.
I didn't know that until just now. All right, let's start. We're going to start off with Meh, Main Event Hulk. Second is Icarus. 3, Nebula. Number 4 is Ant-Man. And number 5 is a purple. It is As Above for She-Hulk. And I suddenly don't know where I'm at because I lost track. Is it 6? I think it's 6. Wow, I got 2 purple in a row. We got a Stare into the Void chasm. Number 7 back to fours. Hey, it's a reptile. Yay. Puck. Number nine is... Hi, I'm Danny Rand. Nice. 10, Shuri. Nova. We've got another purple. It is She-Hulk So Below. What am I at? 13, I think. Ah, another purple. Wow. Go with us. Empty inside for Chasm. Back to four stars. Peggy Carter. Rhino. Another purple. Another empty inside for Chasm. I think I'm just going to keep going. I'm getting all the purple. There's another purple. Share the Love.
Good Lord.
For Thor. I don't even know how many that is at this point. Three more to go. It is She-Hulk, four-star, damages. Next to last is Bucky. And finally, I've got Blob, weapon trapping. How many was that? That was a lot.
Yeah, I would say that was a very successful run.
Seven? 7 out of 20?
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
That is amazing pulls right there. All right.
We should thank Terrified, because we forgot to earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrified. But also this guy.
And we should also thank this guy. Ian, are you watching the She-Hulk on the TVs?
I haven't yet.
All right.
I'm behind the times. I haven't watched the other one either. I can't even think of what it's called.
Kamala Khan?
Kamala Khan Show.
Oh, yeah. I like that one too.
Yep, I haven't seen that yet, but I hope to.
Okay. But we just need to get the one character from the TV show totally into this game.
Haven't watched Hopefully it. Don't know who you're talking about. Sometime.
Yeah, you need you know, she's got two N's and a Y, and the Y is not where you expect it. Samurai's on board. He said, Madison is in MPQ, but not where you think. When you watch the show, you'll enjoy that joke.
Okay.
She is a very delightful character. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, the soon-to-be-named network, it's at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We have a variety of excellent shows for your listening pleasure, including this and several others, all on the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com. Anything else for the good of the order?
No, I'm doing well, but I'm ready to wrap this up.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them our way. If anyone has seen Old Man Sartut, I miss him. Tell him to return. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them our way. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner and buy yourself something for Halloween. You need to order a bunch of candy online or something, right? Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. If you can find a grape Swedish fish somewhere on the online, please send them my way.
That's... I like that.
Yeah, you know, it's worth asking, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, jazz can become obsessive. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
You're gonna have to think about that one.